Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, Poetic Injustice. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm a stand-up comedian. You've seen me on Just for Laughs, CBC's Comics. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details on how you can win cash out of my pocket live on stage. Now, when I think of this infamous murder trial, the chase and the case, I think of the saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Now, I'm talking about the 1995 acquittal of O.J. Simpson for the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. First, a brief review. In 1997, a civil court awarded a judgment against Simpson for their wrongful deaths. Apparently, to date, he has paid little of the $33.5 million penalty. And in September 2007, Simpson was arrested in Las Vegas and charged with numerous felonies, including armed robbery and kidnapping associated with a sports memorabilia incident. In 2008, he was found guilty and sentenced to 33 years imprisonment and is serving his sentence at the Lovelock Correctional Center in Nevada. So obviously the bad publicity didn't do Simpson any favors in terms of bringing him newfound success. But I was thinking more about the seemingly random collateral damage associated with his bad publicity. In the almost 20 years that have passed since, to date, since the chase and the case, I don't know a single person who has bought a white Ford Bronco. I think even sales of juice slowed down for a bit. When O.J. Simpson was on trial for murder in 1995, what was the now infamous rhyme that was used as part of his defense by lawyer Johnny Cochran? Back in 1995, O.J. Simpson on trial for murder, the infamous rhyme that was used by Johnny Cochran. Is it A, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit? B, no glove, no love. C, Simpson, Simpson, Bo Bimpson, banana fan of Fo Fimpson. Or D, guilty, guilty, Bo Bilty, banana fan of Fo Filty. Actually, my alternate for D was, there once was a man from Nantucket. But this is a family show. Now, many people say, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. But Johnny Cochran never actually used the word glove in the infamous quote, which is why sales of gloves have continued to be strong despite the bad publicity. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrow.com, where you can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy, and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm serious. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with my quiz show. Before then, I'm doing some straight-ahead stand-up at Absolute Comedy Club in Toronto starting April 11th. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.